Today is Friday, August 7th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life whenever I feel like it, and you listen. And today is no different. It is Purple Heart Day. It's National Lighthouse Day, National Sea Serpent Day, National Water Balloon Day. And last but not least, it's National Raspberries and Cream Day. If you want to have some raspberries and cream, today is the day to do it. So, this is going to be a little bit of a quick one. I'm just doing this before I record Throwing Down with Joe. And so I'm going to make this kind of quick. Let me look and see if we have any messages, or I don't think we do, probably. But let's just look. Okay, there are no text messages. I'm going to look and see if we have any voicemails. We do have a voicemail. Oh, we do have a voicemail. So I think the one... Well, let's just have a listen. Here, I think we played this one already.
Hey, Adam, it is Monday. I think it's August 3rd. I don't know. I took a week's vacation.
Okay, yes, we listened to that one. So here is another
one. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Tony.
I just want to let you know that I just had a float last night. They came out with A&W root beer float soda. And I'm not that big of a fan of it, but I tried it with ice cream anyways, and it was okay, but nothing beats regular A&W with some vanilla ice cream. So yeah, I have it quite often. I love me some root beer floats. Okay, That's all I got.
Do you do the, I feel like root, I don't know how old you are, Tony, so I'm not gonna age you. First of all, again, thanks for the call. But... And I don't know if you're around my age, you're a little bit younger than me, you're a little bit, like, I'm not really sure, but I think we're probably around the same age. My mom, who is in her late 70s, that was a big thing for them. You know, they used to go to the soda fountain and there was a soda jerk and she grew up, I mean, she was born in 49, so she grew up in the 50s and 60s. And another thing that she likes is, so she doesn't do it anymore, like, but she used to really like floats, and they would make floats when I was growing up. The other thing that my mom likes that is, no one really does that anymore, is they would put peanuts, they would buy a bottle of Coke, a glass bottle of Coke, because they were all glass back then, and they would buy a bag of salted peanuts, and they would drink a little bit of the Coke, and then they would pour the peanuts into the Coke, and they would drink the Coke and eat the peanuts. It's a thing around. I feel like this is the same sort of thing as a float. You know, a similar era, a similar time period, whatever the case may be. But there you go. Well, thanks for the call, Tony, once again. If you guys want to call, it's 479-221-9393. You can also text message that number. You can email me if you want, but there is an email. So Mel emailed in, and Melissa, and she said, "Hi, Adam, I've been thinking about an alternative wording for your podcast intro. How about whenever I like?" And glad to have you back in my podcast feed, Melissa. Well, thanks for the email. Yeah, I tried whenever I feel like it today. I'll try whenever I like. I don't know. It seems a little, not forceful is the wrong word, but it seems a little something. I don't know. But anyway, yesterday I just recorded the show. I think I had already done all of my chores by the time I recorded the show yesterday. So I did grocery shop and do a couple other things yesterday, but I think I really need to vacuum. And I hate vacuuming, but we have an extra dog. And so I'm waiting for that dog to go because we have the doggy door open, and so a lot more grass and other things get in because the doggy door is open. But anyway, I did the grocery shopping, and we had burgers last night for dinner. I did a thing that was really good, actually. I cooked the burgers, and they're turkey burgers, because I buy beef, but we usually have beef maybe once a week. But anything that I cook other than steak is generally not beef. If I make chili, if I make spaghetti sauce, if I make burgers, if I make anything that uses ground meat, it's typically going to be ground turkey. Just because I think that's a little bit healthier for you. It's lower calorie. And because if you buy the really lean beef, it's not great. So anyway, and they just say that eating less beef is good for you. So I feel like I'm doing a good thing. I do eat a lot of burgers, but I try to limit the amount of beef I cook at home. So I made turkey burgers, but I what I did is after I cooked the burgers, like you'll do with a steak, I took the meat out of the pan and I put a little bit of butter in there. And then, you know, got up all the juices and the brown bits from the grilling of the burgers, melted the butter, and then I put some garlic in there, some pureed garlic or really finely minced garlic. I have it's a tube and it's garlic paste. But anyway, I put it in there and then I stirred it around and mixed it all up with the butter and all the juices from the burgers and everything. And then I mixed all of that buttery garlic goodness with mayo. I know this is where we've lost Big Fatty, but I mixed it with mayo, and then I put the garlic mayo on the buns, put the burger on there. It was so good. It was really garlicky. I really liked it. All right, let's go back to talking about the vacation. So we were on day 3 of our cruise. And we went to the world's smallest cave. So we had been to some natural pools. We went to the world's smallest cave. Not really, but it was so small. I don't know how it ranks among caves. There were some indigenous paintings on the wall. That was about it. It was nothing. This was not an impressive cave. There are caves an hour from where I live that are so much more impressive than this cave we went to. We went to another beach where we did some swimming. Mark did some snorkeling. It was an okay beach, but after Eagle Beach in the morning, it was not that impressive. By the time we got back to the ship, we were over 30 minutes late. I was so mad because remember, if you guys remember, this excursion started 45 minutes late. And we had really booked our day. We had planned a beach in the morning, lunch on the ship, then an excursion, this Jeep excursion, go back to the ship, change clothes, and then go to a restaurant, also in Aruba, for dinner that we had booked. We were really looking forward to this restaurant. And we were 30 minutes late getting back to the ship because the tour pretty much had started late. So I was really upset. I was irritated about that. And I kept telling Mark, we're not going to make it to dinner. We're not going to make it. I was so irritated. And Mark's like, relax, we'll make it to dinner. It'll be fine. Anyway, we skipped the shower, but we did change back at the ship. We did end up making it to the restaurant right on time, but it was close. We really cut it close. And the restaurant was nice. We had these chicken cigars for an appetizer. So good. It was served with this curried mango sauce. One of the best sauces I've ever had. It was so good. I could have licked the plate. Seriously. The bread with garlic herb butter was also very good. For entrees, I had the short rib of beef and Mark had the swordfish. I tried the swordfish. I've never had swordfish before. It doesn't taste like fish at all. It tasted like steak. It was so good. We skipped dessert because we were so full, but it was such a good meal. It was really good. It was called Yamanja Grill or something like that. All right. Well, that was the end of the day. We got a magnet. It's a really cute magnet that looks like a Reuben currency. And then when we got back to the ship, it was bedtime because we had a really long day and we were tired. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.